what's happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com. The all-new Sports Cage is brought to you by Sports Cage. And Coast to Coast with Arash Madani is brought to you by Smart Investing Solutions. Be smart with your money. Call Brian Golly at Smart Investing Solutions, 546-2533.
It is time to go out on the Western Pizza Hotline and talk to Arash Madani. We are live at the Kinexus Arts Center getting ready for the U of R Rams dinner this evening. A buffet tonight.
A buffet. Love a buffet.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've rocked a buffet, to be honest with you.
They don't have them in Sweden?
Yeah, they did. And there's some weird stuff going on at the buffets, especially Finland, man. Let's go out and talk to Arash. Arash, 90 years, a heck of a run for the great Bob Cole, we find out he passes away last night. Your thoughts and your memories of the great Bob Cole?
Well, I mean, I think I share many of the same ones of the two of you and a bunch of the listeners. But I'll tell you what, guys, I had the privilege, the fun, the joy, the laughs of being Bob's teammate for a few years on the Hockey Night in Canada crew. And we traveled everywhere. We did Chicago and Minnesota and Phoenix and Ottawa and everywhere. And saw a different side of Bob. Got to learn a little bit about Bob in terms of how he went about his craft, the family influence that he had. And just, I don't know if I've ever been around anybody anywhere in the whole sports business who could just walk into a room and own it without even trying and without even having the intention to. It's like Bob would walk into a locker room and players would stop and coaches would stop and everyone's kind of looking around each other like, holy bleep, that's Bob Cole. You know what I mean? It was really cool in that regard.
Okay, I asked the great Peter Marr. We had him on a little while ago. All this traveling you did with Bob Cole and kind of getting into his inner circle. I was going to ask you if you had a favorite cocktail, but maybe that'll be the second part of the question.
Oh, dark rum and coke. Dark rum and coke. Okay. Black. Not spice, not white. Dark. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's the Newfoundland that came out there. That is what you're saying.
Absolutely, yeah. It did.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's old school.
That is real Newfoundland in him also would come out after a few of those dark rum and cokes, let me tell you.
Then the accent came with it, yes.
Kay, did he give any inkling to who his favorite player or players would have been? All this kind of inner circle
stuff. Oh, sure. And he wouldn't even be apologetic about it. And they didn't need any last names. It was Wayne and Sid, you know? Two guys who span two different generations. He was around. He was like the boys on the bus of the Oilers 80s. Bob was the soundtrack of that. And Sid, I mean, it's just the reverence that he has for Crosby and vice versa. Like, Sidney Crosby doesn't do too much in the summertime, and especially trying to get him to different golf tournaments and stuff really isn't his jam. But if Bob Cole was involved, Sid would be there. Sid had all the time in the world for him. Those two held a special shelf. The other one, and I don't know if you guys know this about Bob. Bob was actually a very competitive curler who curled in a couple of briars himself.
I learned that today from Sharky.
Yeah. The way he talked about Brad Gushue, fellas. Like, Brad Gushue was number three. Like, he was on the medal podium with Gretzky and Crosby.
Holy smokes.
No, I'm well, not a Newfoundland kidding. Curler, you know, two Newfoundlanders, and just the way, you know, Brad won Olympic gold, and he won briars, and, like, there was a reverence around those three, and Gushue was right there with them.
You know, everybody I've talked to today, I've asked them what, you know, not only their favorite call, but now a favorite story. You got a little deeper insight into Bob Cole. Is there a road trip story or event you can share, or a favorite call of yours that you remember of his?
Well, it's a few things. I mean, one is, what I really appreciated about him is he didn't want to be treated differently. And he didn't want, at the twilight of his career, when he's in his late 70s, early 80s, for people to like treat him as a grandfather. He just wanted to do the job. And he would always tell me, he's like, you know, I know you like the stories and whatever, but it's about the game. And Bob's preparation for a game was he had two small pieces of cardboard that his dry cleaner in St. John's would put in the back of the shirts when they hung up his dress shirts. He would use those to write down the lines and nothing else.
I love it.
Yeah. And I'd say to him, you know, every now and again, I'd be like, you know, Bob, like, looking for a little piece of advice. And he said, well, you can't lose your mind on a first period goal or a second period goal, because then how do you make the overtime winner sound even bigger? I'm like, right. Yeah, of course that makes sense. Bob needed, on game day, he was a stickler for routine, and to have a game day nap. That was vital, and then he'd have a bath, not a shower, before a game.
Yes!
So we're somewhere on the road, and I'm waiting for Brian Campbell, you know, playing for the Florida Panthers, whatever, and I'm Bob's ride back to the hotel. And Bob got his lines from the coaches, because all the coaches would always give him their lines, even when they wouldn't give it to anybody else. And I'm like, Bob, I just got to talk to Campbell and we'll go. And he's kind of getting a little edgy and he's getting a little antsy. And no, Brian, you know, Brian's getting a little extra time on the ice and he needs treatment. Finally, and Bob's like looking at me, Brian comes out. I asked Brian one question. I asked him a second. When I ask him a third, Bob just yells, "Don't you think it's time to go right about now?" And Campbell and I are just in stitches, you know. So he was an all-time beauty who, when he really enjoyed doing a game, like if it was a good call, a good exciting game, he'd come down to the locker room area. The equipment guys would wrap up a few cans of Coca-Cola in a Gatorade towel, and off he'd go into the night to enjoy his Captain Black with those cans of Coke. So
this is great stuff on the road.
Yeah,
this is great stuff, Arash. All right, quickly, it's Arash Madani, Coast to Coast, for Brian Golly, and he's on the Western Pizza Hotline. All right, NFL draft tonight.
Yep.
Do we see anything crazy happening? I'm looking, you know, at all the boards. I'm specifically want to know if my New England Patriots take a quarterback or if they trade that away. What do you think happens tonight, Arash?
I think we're going to see runs happen on positions when they get going. Like, obviously, Caleb Williams is going first overall. Have to think JD Daniels is going too. Yeah.
Hear me out. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt you. Might be crazy here, but I think the Patriots should take Marvin Harrison Jr. and get back to having someone that can stretch the field, a receiver that's going to be able to play 5, 6, 7, maybe 9 years, then worry about the quarterback thing later. It's been a long time since they've drafted a really good playmaker. Okay. The floor is yours.
Well, when was the last one they drafted? Honestly.
Oh.
Gronkowski.
A stretch the field back. Receiver?
The stretch Terry the field Glenn? Guy? Would nobody. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You know? I understand that. The issue is whoever's going to throw, I guess Jacoby Brissett,
yep,
is going to need more than a tenth of a second of time. Like, the Patriots roster is just so bad and so empty and so thin. Like, I'm all for trading out of that spot and getting some more resources, because I don't think having a quarterback right now is going to make them a winner.
No.
Like, you got to
almost
build.
And I don't think Drake May is going to be. Drake May is going to fall into the same Mitchell Trubisky, You know, who else am I
thinking?
That's
giving him a lot of credit.
Mac Jones, not even as good as Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I think Caleb Williams is probably the no-miss guy in this draft, but I'm pretty cynical. Do you think Jaden Daniels goes to Washington?
Washington, I do. But going back to the original question, guys, I get that, look, quarterback, sexy position. Wide receiver, sexy position. I think there's going to be a run on receivers. You know, you talk about Harrison, you talk about Adunze, you talk about Malik Nabers, and Nabers may be the most talented of the three. But I think you see quarterbacks go quick, and then receivers go quick. But offensive tackles, I bet you by the end of that first round today, we're going to see three offensive tackles off the board.
I would have thought higher.
Yeah, like they just don't grow on trees, you know. Like I just think that we're going to see almost position groups go chunk by chunk along the way.
What is the record? Is it five Canadians taken in the NFL draft? And do you think we beat that? Like, there's some really good football players that are going to go tonight in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I was looking at the list of them over the last, 10, 15 years. And the value that Canadians have provided is crazy. Like, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, Super Bowl champion, starter offensive line, sixth round. Tom Newton, starter, Super Bowl champion, St. Louis Rams, seventh round. Nick Kayser, third round left tackle, New England Patriots, gone to a Super Bowl. Even Brent Urban of the Baltimore Ravens right now. Urban was drafted, guys, in 2014 in the fourth round. He's still in the NFL making plays. So there's a lot. We can go through it, but there's a lot. David Onyemata went to University of Manitoba, just signed with Atlanta last year in free agency, got $18 million guaranteed. So there are impact players on both sides of the ball. We're not going to hear their names tonight and probably not tomorrow, but on the weekend in the depth picks, they're going to land places and they're going to make impacts.
I love Tanner McLaughlin from Lethbridge. I just love a Lethbridge boy. Really kind of like Sasky.
Yeah.
Right, a Sasky boy going
in the obscure spot.
Yeah. You know, and then he did some crazy
things.
They're
big.
In Arizona.
They're fast. They're dynamic. They can do a bunch of things. Oh, you're a tight end?
They can fight.
Yeah, we like that.
They can fight.
You know, Arash, I think you said it best when you described those Canadians go in round 4, 5, 6, 7. That says a lot about a team preparing and looking for guys in the draft and guys not only being ready to play or being able to participate, but them finding the right guy for that spot deep in the draft.
Yeah, and that's really the name of the game is that, look, in the first round's about the home run. You know, you need your home run hitter. But at some point, you also need to get guys on base. And this is what these guys provide. I don't know if you guys know this. The median career in the NFL is 9 games. Not the average, the median. 9 games.
Holy smokes.
These dudes, like, almost every Canadian who has been drafted over the last 3 years is third round or afterwards. They're all still in the league. Josh Palmer with the Chargers, right now, today, I think the Chargers are going to draft a receiver tonight in the first round. But Palmer today, third round pick out of Tennessee a couple years ago, he's their number one receiver. He's Justin Herbert's number one receiver as we have this conversation right now. So it's when you get into that part of the draft, it's not necessarily, okay, do we need to address a need right here? It's who's the best player on the board that's going to fit our scheme, that's going to fit what we do on either offense or defense. And that's why the fit's so important. And these dudes are, you know, like when you play 3-down football, then you go down and play 4-down football, you have to make a bunch of adjustments. And being able to do that, being able to roll with the punches, all of that matters.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Field size. Like everything. Okay, we could go on forever. I know you probably are going to go pour yourself a nice cocktail. Maybe you can't order in Western Pizza where you are, but you're going to take in the draft, and let's see how it all shakes down, and we talk to you again next week, my man.
Well, tonight, in honor of our friend, Robert Cecil Cole. It's going to be a dark rum. The captain will be calling. Just pour one out for our boy Bob. Well, he was an absolute.
I love it, Arash. I love it. Classy move.
I can't wait till you get to Regina, my man. All right, have a good weekend, Arash.
See you, boys.
Take care.
Coast to coast with Arash Madani for Brian Gulley, and he joins us on the Western Pizza Hotline. Always a fun chat. It is the brand new Sports Cage on the home of sports in Saskatchewan. 620 C.